Hey, Dan Sheridan here. This is Lesson 6 in our American History course, and we are in the discovery portion of our series. And in our last lesson, we talked about the Portuguese and their courage that led the way into exploration, and they overcame many fears that people had regarding the unknown seas, and it got the exploration craze rolling, as it were. Now, there were some new inventions as well that made sailing a little bit easier, so let's talk about them in this lesson here. They're very important in the history of mankind, and especially America here. Now, the first thing that came about is my favorite invention of all time. It's the printing press. Oh, yeah, thank God for the printing press. It was around 1450 that Gutenberg seems to have been the first person to use a movable type in Europe. And it was already in use in China, but travel books now were being printed and distributed. And that's how the news about the New World spread. Columbus had read Marco Polo account, and he carried it with him and made notes in the margins. It was very important to have these books printed. So people were able to read about places they had never heard about before, and that all came because of the printing press around 1450. Now, the second invention was the mariner's compass. This allowed sailors to sail farther out into the sea, away from the comfort of the shore. For the most part, for a long time, they would stay as close to shore as possible for fear of getting lost. Well, the mariner's compass helped them out, gave them a little bit more courage to go further out. Now, number three, the third invention was a really neat device called the astrolabe that helped in the art of navigation. Now, this is a really cool device. Look it up online. It's some really neat pictures of this thing. It helps sailors pinpoint their position based on the stars. It helped them to determine latitude and longitude while in the middle of the ocean. That was quite an advancement in that day. Now, we might also add to this that the ships were getting better too. They were fitted with keels and single rudders with heavy spars and square sails. And if you're a sailor, you might know what all that means. I'm not much of a sailor, so I'm just taking the word of the historians on this. And for defense, they were provided with forecastles and aftercastles. So merchant ships looked a lot like warships back then. So navigation devices, along with better ships, made longer trips easier. Now, finally, the last invention we'll talk about is gunpowder. Now, here's another item that was already in use in China. So the Chinese were ahead of Europeans in many things. But this gunpowder helped the Europeans conquer people who didn't have guns. Primitive weapons were no match for firearms. Now, here again, we must use our discernment. Defending yourself against unlawful attack is one thing, but dominating others by force is another. So we must ask ourselves when studying history when the use of force is good or bad. If you remember in our last lesson we talked about, it was good what the Portuguese were doing and making new discoveries, but the bad thing that happened in those discoveries was the capturing and enslaving of the African race. Now, we don't throw out the baby with the bathwater in history. We take the good and we throw away the bad. We don't scratch everything because there's bad associated with it. And the same thing with gunpowder. It can be good and can be bad. Slavery was bad. Discovery was good. Gunpowder is good for self-defense. It's bad when you use it to dominate others. So let's be careful in history. A lot of people tend to want to throw everything out in history because bad things happen. Let's identify the bad, call it bad, but also recognize the good and call it good. Now, not only were there technological advancements of the day, there were also some philosophical advancements. We might call them intellectual advancements that help encourage people to make these daring voyages. And it was a belief. It was the belief that one can sail due west in the Atlantic Ocean and reach Asia. Now, this was based on a belief that the Earth was round. Before that, many people thought the Earth was flat. So a Venetian adventurer named Marco Polo wrote a book about his travels to China, and he wrote it in the 1200s. It was about his travels back then. And in that book, he talked about a great sea that was east of Asia. Now, some people didn't believe Marco's account, but the wisest sailors and geographers believed it. Now, one believer particularly stood out, and that was Christopher Columbus. Now, a lot had happened since Columbus was a little boy hanging out on the Genoa docks. This is what happened since then. At 14, he became a sailor. This teenager had great adventures on the Mediterranean Sea. He did this at 14. And this on-the-job training prepared Columbus for his greatest work of all. Now, Columbus loved Marco Polo's book. We mentioned that earlier. He believed that the earth was round. So he thought that if you sail west from Portugal, you'd eventually land in Eastern Asia, the place that Marco talked about in his books. So Columbus thought it would be a short and direct route, a lot easier than sailing around Africa. So Columbus heard about Prince Henry's school and the great things that were happening in Portugal. So off to Lisbon he went to hang out with people who were just like him, adventurers. He took a job as a map maker. Columbus learned a lot by talking to the best geographers and sailors of the day, and Columbus put that knowledge into practice by embarking on adventures of his own. He went south toward the equator, and on another occasion, he went north to Iceland. Now, armed with knowledge, practical experience, and courage, as well as a belief, Columbus was ready for his greatest work of all. However, his knowledge wasn't perfect. As a matter of fact, a little ignorance actually turned out to be better for mankind. Did you know that America wouldn't have been discovered if Columbus didn't make a mathematical mistake? Yet nobody knew about the mistake till years after America was discovered. But this mistake, this error, was important because if people knew the truth, the new world might have never been discovered, at least to maybe hundreds of years later. We'll never know. But sometimes honest mistakes in combined with courage can help people produce great things. We'll talk about that in our next lesson. I gotta run. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening. I really hope you learned something. Until our next lesson, be good to one another because we're in this together.